Today's ruling by the California Supreme Court increases the likelihood that the Federal Appeals Court for the Ninth Circuit will hold that the official sponsors of Prop 8 have standing to appeal from Judge Walker's decision, and therefore increases the chances that that court will reach the underlying legal question, does Prop 8 violate the U.S. Constitution?
What will be the next steps in this case?
So the California Supreme Court has answered the question that the Ninth Circuit certified to it. There will now be a question whether or not the Ninth Circuit invites any additional briefing from the parties on both sides on the question about authority to take an appeal in federal court. Today's decision was a question about state law that is relevant to that federal court standing question, but it doesn't completely determine that question. The Ninth Circuit will have to rule on that. So we'll probably see another round of briefing from the parties. Following today's California Supreme Court decision, we're likely to see a longer course of litigation in the federal court.
In your opinion, if the Supreme Court does in fact use this as a vehicle for holding that there's a right to marriage equality for gays and lesbians, do you think that what the California Supreme Court did today will turn out to be a victory for gays and lesbians?
I do not think that this Supreme Court is at all likely to hold that same-sex couples have a right to marry under the U.S. Constitution. That would be a sweeping, broad ruling that would invalidate the marriage laws of 45 states. The court virtually never gets that far ahead of the states into public opinion as a historical matter. And even Justice Ginsburg, one of the more liberal justices on whom people are counting for a vote to strike down Prop 8, has been on record in the reproductive rights area as saying that the Supreme Court went too far in Roe versus Wade. So even though she supports a woman's right to choose, she thought the court's decision striking down, in effect, all the criminal abortion laws at the time was too broad and should have been done on a more narrow basis. So if the plaintiffs were to win in the U.S. Supreme Court, it would probably, on grounds that are going to be specific to California, the history of the right to marry in California, which same-sex couples did enjoy as a fundamental right under the state constitution until Prop 8 overturned that right, and would not, therefore, give people much more than what Judge Walker's decision unappealed would have given.
Thank you so much, Professor Cruz.
You're welcome, Ms. Graham.